New York City is bracing itself for the possible arrest and indictment of former U.S. President Donald Trump over an alleged hush money payment to a porn star during his 2016 election campaign. Barriers have been erected around a Manhattan courthouse for what would be the first ever criminal case against any U.S. president. The former president told his supporters on social media that he would be arrested today, Tuesday. Well, let's talk now to Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at NUIG and political commentator. Larry, good morning. Remind us what this case is about and what charges Donald Trump might face.
This case relates to a $130,000 payment that was made by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to the porn star Stormy Daniels in connection with an affair that they allegedly had a number of years ago. Cohen was then reimbursed, I should say, by the Trump campaign for the payment that was made. Cohen then pleaded guilty to giving what was an improper campaign donation and served some time in prison as a result. Now, what's happening now is that the Manhattan District Attorney is looking at charging him with a state offense of false bookkeeping, but it's in connection with intending to commit a crime, that is to make this improper campaign donation to Stormy Daniels in the context of the 2016 presidential campaign. So there's a complex interplay here between state and federal law, and it gives Trump, I suppose, some room to maneuver and to use his classic tactic when it comes to litigation, which is delay, delay, delay.
If he is arrested today or sometime this week, what is the procedure? What's likely to actually happen to him?
Well, Trump has floated the idea that he would come back to New York and be arrested, and there would be, I suppose, a circus-like atmosphere in which he'd be surrounded by protesters and could cast himself as a martyr. I actually view that as unlikely. I think there will be some sort of negotiated surrender between Trump's lawyers and the Manhattan DA. That it may involve a remote appearance and then subsequent surrender. But one thing is for sure, I mean, Trump has encouraged protest in Manhattan. How much his supporters will heed that remains to be seen. But in Manhattan, anyway, the New York police are on alert because they're wary of what might happen, you know, after January 6th. And notably, as opposed to saying that the protest should be peaceful, Trump has really pushed alarm buttons. So I think people are being appropriately cautious.
He no longer, as we know, he's no longer in office, so he doesn't presumably command the same control or power over his supporters as he once did. But are there likely to be large protests?
I'm not sure if there are likely to be large protests. Again, I think the resonance of some of his messaging, you know, has died down. He's also he's not on Twitter, so he's lost access to that platform. So it's not as strong as it once was. But I think the thing is here, Justin, is that you know, given the small, even if it's a small number, some people are very, very dedicated to Donald Trump and willing to do anything for him. Mm. So that presents the possibility for danger. There is also reports that his supporters are being urged to withdraw large sums of money around the country from financial institutions in the context of the ongoing banking crisis. So again, that presents the possibility of difficulty.
Being arrested is something that Donald Trump is known to have feared for a long time. What impact could it have on his prospects at becoming the Republican candidate for the presidential election?
Well, I think the first thing is the legal question. His being arrested does not make him ineligible. It does not pose any difficulty to him standing for the presidency. However, in my view, I think it erects political hurdles that are getting taller all the time. This is just one of a myriad of investigations that are swirling around this president. And for Republican voters, even those who voted for him twice, who like what he did, who'd like to see him back in the White House, some of them are going to start to say, and some of them have already started to say, that, look, there's too much here. This is too much of a problem. There's no way this guy is going to be able to win a general election. And they might start looking elsewhere. Indeed, the most recent opinion polling shows that 44% of likely Republican voters say that President Trump, former President Trump, should not seek the presidency if he is discharged today, which it looks like he will be. So his stock is declining, and that's where I think the biggest impact today's events might have will be.
All right, Larry, thank you very much indeed. We'll see what happens later today. That's Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at NUIG and political commentator.